It is time now to take five for your community, a service of the Legends Village on Troy Road in Washington. You'll love the living at the Legends. And we have Pastor Adam Conder with us today. Adam Conder from Washington Free Methodist Church, correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, did we stump you on our question this morning?
You did it first. You did it first. I had to listen to it again. Yes. That was a good one.
That was a tricky one, yeah. Old Jake pulled out this morning. Well, glad to have you on Take Five this morning because we've got National Day of Prayer coming up. It's always observed the first Thursday in May, and Daviess County's had an observance at the courthouse steps each and every year. Last year, a little different. It was a virtual event, but we're back to doing a live event this year, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're looking forward to it on the courthouse steps on May the 6th at noon. And looking for some great participation and coming back from last year where we were all online, and so we're looking forward to just kind of fill that that courthouse lawn with people for the National Day of Prayer.
Now, this is the Ministerial Association Area Churches. All churches are involved with this, and everyone, and I mean everyone, is encouraged to come out now more than ever. I've said this. I say this every time we talk about National Day of Prayer. I personally strongly believe in the power of prayer, and if you don't, you can just see some amazing things happen when you just lift it up in prayer. I'm telling you.
That's so right.
Such a great event, such an open event. We want everybody to come out. Kind of a, it's formal, informal. It's you just want everybody to come on out. Tell us a little bit what you got planned for the
That's
day.
That's right. That's right. No, so this is actually the 70th anniversary of the National Day of Prayer. The observance of the National Day of Prayer, 1952 was the first one, and I'm not sure how long it's been going on here in Daviess County, but we're looking forward to great participation. It is, as you said, formal and informal at the same time. We've got the Washington Catholic High School is going to be involved. Washington High School, of course, is going to be involved. We've got a couple of pastors, area pastors from our area, going to be offering some prayers. We have Sheriff Gary Allison, Honorable Greg Smith, Judge Greg Smith is going to be there. Mayor Dave Rhodes is going to be reading a proclamation and delivering that on the National Day of Prayer. We've got Coach Joe Morris involved. So it's looking to be a great time together. We're going to estimate about 45 minutes so that people can come out on their lunch hour and just join in prayer on the courthouse lawn. It's going to be a great time together.
Well, you take different segments. You know, you've got it all covered there. Law enforcement, government, athletic sports teams, business, commerce. I mean, all aspects of life, and especially after the year in 2020.
Right.
Wow, what a year we've had.
Right. And we've added a couple of different segments this year that we haven't had in previous years. We've got prayers for healthcare workers, healthcare system. We've got a segment in there this year for addiction recovery. And we're adding a prayer this year for, we've always prayed for families. This year, we're also going to add in there a prayer for the next generations, we're calling it, leaders and students that are coming up. And so T.C. Cook from the Powerhouse is actually going to be bringing a prayer for that. And so, again, it's going to be a great day, a great time together on the National Day of Prayer.
Now, it's May 6th, Thursday, starts at 12 noon, as you said. We do it at noon, so you can come in over your lunch hour, be a part of it, step up to the Daviess County Courthouse. If there's inclement weather, we're moving inside.
That's what we've done in years past, and I believe that's what Judge Smith has also agreed that we could do again. But we're, of course, in preparation, we're praying for the National Day of Prayer. We're praying for good weather on that day because we can just enjoy it out there on the steps.
Pray for sunshine as well. Absolutely.
That's right. That's
well,
right.
Again, you can't ever underestimate the power of prayer. So everyone listening Amen. This morning, come out. Be a part of it. Thursday, May 6th, courthouse steps in Daviess County gets underway at 12 noon. Several involved making it happen. And we hope to see the entire front section there full of folks lifting us up in prayer. Thank you so much, Adam. I know a lot of work goes into making this happen, pulling it off. We appreciate you coming in to share some time with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You got it. Take five for your community, a service of the Legends Village on Troy Road in Washington. You'll love the living at the Legends.